leader.
Order, order.
No prizes for guessing which of the country's 71 electorates is up for grabs in a by-election. There were plenty of clues in question time, starting with this patsy for Transport Minister Simon Bridges from one of his own National Party backbenchers, Jonathan Young.
What update can you give on government investment in bridge infrastructure in Northland?
Mr. Speaker.
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Speaker.
The Minister said the government was committed to ensuring that Northland had the infrastructure and services that it needs and deserves.
That is why yesterday I was proud to be part of an announcement with the National Party's Northland candidate Mark Osborne committing to replace 10 single-lane bridges.
Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, told the opposition he wouldn't be asking them again to pipe down.
Next time I'll be asking a noisy member to leave the chamber.
Quietened down, the opposition diverted their cries of pork barrel politics into questions for Mr Bridges, such as this one from Labour's Phil Twyford.
Does he think that his deep commitment to Northland has been demonstrated by the government cutting spending on Northland roads by $36 million, or nearly 30% over the last 5 years?
Speaker.
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Absolutely. The member should stop cherry-picking his numbers between discrete years. This side of the House has invested $750 million since it's been office.
Unable to settle who was the biggest spender in Northland, Mr Twyford and the Minister got down to the basic political questions.
Is he concerned about a backlash from local people who say that the first bridge on the list he announced yesterday is suspiciously close to the home of his own candidate? And can he reassure people that that was not a factor in making that bridge a top priority?
Mr Speaker.
Honourable Simon Bridges.
Yes, I certainly can. The only backlash I heard about up north was about a dirty deal done between backroom doors by parties on the other side. But Mr Speaker, our candidate, it's radical I know, our candidate actually lives in Northland. He actually lives near those single lane bridges. And he, like me, backs the North. We don't swan around from St Mary's Bay worrying about other parts.
Order.
Further along the opposition benches, the New Zealand First Party's Ron Mark didn't mince his words.
Is it not a fact, Minister, that there were no plans to replace 10 bridges on the Northland Twin Coast Highway, and that this is pure pork barrel politics of the very worst kind on the back of National's disastrous polling in Northland in the Northland by-election?
And with another topical issue that arose in question time, here's Rhys Lyon.
The fate of a centuries-old kauri tree up for the axe in Auckland and its status under the Resource Management Act was the subject of questions to Environment Minister Nick Smith. From Green MP, Eugenie Sage.
If this 500-year-old kauri is not protected under the RMA as it stands, how can he justify strengthening landholder property rights and weakening the RMA's environmental safeguards as he proposes?
Oh, Mr Speaker.
Honourable Dr Nick
Smith. Mr Speaker, there are hundreds of cases of trees that come before councils every year. I'm all the time hearing the case put by the Green Party that you should let councils make decisions. Council's made a decision that there is a healthy debate about, but it's a decision that rests with the Auckland City Council.
Eugenie Sage asked if councils could do with better guidance on conservation issues.
Does he believe that felling this 500-year-old kauri is acceptable when less than 1% of old-growth kauri forest remains? And if not, will he commit to a national policy statement on Indigenous biodiversity to guide councils in their implementation of their statutory responsibility to protect biodiversity?
Nick Smith said he wasn't convinced a national policy statement would help resolve disagreements on native trees.
The reality is that councils have to make those trade-offs as to where to protect trees and where allow them to be felled. If there is a particular instance, in this case I'm surprised, it is the decision by the Auckland Council not to notify the decision. The test under the law is that if the effect is less than minor, they don't have to notify it. I would have thought the loss of and I'm advised it's about a 200-year-old kauri. I am surprised by the decision not to notify a decision to remove a 200-year-old kauri.
Environment Minister Nick Smith.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made for broadcast on radio with funding from Parliament.